Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Saturday, the 4th of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the Psalms of Ascent, numbers 120 to 134. We can't cover all the details in those sermons, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today, we're looking at Psalm 124 and verses 6 to 8. They read, "Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Now, this psalm has begun with a recognition that God has been on the side of the pilgrim, the writer, in fact, David, but also the pilgrim band are singing this song as they go up towards Jerusalem. They have been attacked. I don't know about this particular journey, but they have experienced this, and David certainly did. They've had people being angry, and their anger has flared at them. They've been in danger of being swallowed alive, engulfed, the torrent sweeping over them, the raging waters sweeping them away. And now towards the end of the psalm, David and the other fellow pilgrims who would sing this can sing, "Praise be to the Lord who's not let us be torn. We have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord." It seems to me that this psalmist speaks from having experienced the worst. This is no theoretical piece of poetry, but a recalling of experience. As Peterson says in his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, it is not a press release, it's an honest prayer. Hazards are real in life. Hazards are real in pilgrimage. Hazards are real in the Christian life. But although the hazards are real, they are not the focus of our lives. They don't have to be, much as in this psalm. The hazards are very real, and the psalmist is honest. But God's help is the focus. The faith of the psalmist has been built by these tests. As Peterson says, faith develops out of the most difficult aspects of our existence, not the easiest, most difficult. Not the easiest. That's how faith grows. I know we'd all prefer it to be different, that faith would grow out of the easier experiences. But as we look through the scriptures, as we look at the life of Noah and the life of Moses and the life of Joseph and the life of David and the life of Paul and others, faith was built out of the difficult experiences. Are you going through a difficult experience right now? Well, this is a great opportunity for your faith to be built. He says that they've not been torn by teeth. That's even worse than the drowning in the earlier verses. And escape from the fowler's snare. It's great to escape, isn't it? My father traps squirrels and rabbits in his garden because they eat all his vegetables. One day, my wife and my son found one in a trap and set it free rather than allowing it to face its demise. They did put it over the fence and it ran away, I'm sure, with great joy. It's great to be released, a great sense of joy. We know that sometimes we can be snared, though, by things. As it says in Joshua 23:13, "You may be sure that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you. Instead, they will become snares and traps for you." The nations around Israel became a snare. Sometimes the world around us becomes a snare. We start to think like the world. We start to live like the world. We start to speak like the world. And then we become ensnared. That snare can be broken if we look back to God. It's a rescue. The rescue is a miracle, and it makes us sing, and we realize how much strength we have. As Peterson says in his book, how God wants us to sing like this psalm. Christians are not fussy moralists who cluck their tongues over a world going to hell. Christians are people who praise the God who is on their side. Christians are not pious pretenders in the midst of a decadent culture. Christians are robust witnesses to the God who is our help. Christians are not fatigued outcasts who carry righteousness as a burden in a world where the wicked flourish. Christians are people who sing, "Oh, blessed be God. He didn't abandon us defenseless." Every day we put faith, hope, and love on the line and look to see what God will do. This is a risky business, my friends. It is a humble approach to a relationship with God. And failing in love, faith, or hope is better than succeeding in pride. It's okay for a Christian to be triumphant, just not gloating. Let's sing with triumph, the song of triumph today. The triumph of knowing that God is with us, that he has not let us down, and he is our help. We have help because of the name of the Lord. If you'd like to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.